Radio Estel.
El Club del Country. Bring on the teardrops and let's have a ball. Un programa que ha fet història. She's just a mile out of Memphis and I'm already out of my mind. Des de 1987 som fidels a una manera d'entendre la música. El Club del Country, presentat i dirigit per Rafael Corbí.
Bob White. Whippoorwill. A robin. Little wren. Woodpecker. A constipated goonie bird.
Kentucky Colonels en directe. Primer, la presentació que ens feien d'aquesta cançó, el Mother's Meal Routine. La gent reia moltíssim, oi que ho heu sentit? I després presentant-nos el Listen to the Mockingbird, que era la següent cançó amb aquest àlbum en directe que ens aportaven ple d'excepcional bluegrass. Anem a recordar una cançó del 1977, dedicada, almenys amb el nom, de la seva mare. Un dels grans èxits de Kenny Rogers. El tema es deia Lucille.
across from the depot. On a bar stool, she took off her ring. I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter and here ever after. I'm after whatever the other life brings. In the mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him. I thought how he looked out of place. He came to the woman who sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face. The big hands were calloused. He looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. But he started shaking. His big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting. Whiskey. I thought how she'd made him look small. From the lights of the bar room to a rented hotel room, we walked without talking at all. She was a beauty, but when she came to me, she must have thought I'd lost my mind. I couldn't hold her. Told her, kept coming back time after time. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. Four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times. This time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy.
Estàs escoltant el Club del Country, sempre el millor de la música americana.
Yeah.
Al llarg de la seva trajectòria ha passat per multitud d'estils musicals. Va debutar el 1972 amb el Geronimo's Cadillac i el 1986 editava aquest àlbum que us acabem de recordar, Tonight We Ride, amb la cançó que ens portava, que era la del mateix nom, i en la participació de gent boníssima com Steve Gibson, Paul Worley i molts altres, amb Buddy Ammons, per exemple, amb aquest àlbum, dins el segment més pop de la música country, quan Michael Martin Murphy es dedicava més amb el que era això, aquest country pop, el country més comercial sota la producció de Jim Ed Norman. Va ser molt després que va retornar als seus orígens i que ens va fer una classe magistral del que és el recordatori de la música popular americana, la música dels cowboys. Des del 86, doncs, recordant un extraordinari Michael Martin Murphy amb Tonight We Ride, i seguim amb aquests recordatoris del Club del Country que us portem. Mel Haggard, entre els grans, un dels més grans, 1978, número 2, aquesta composició de Chet Howard a les llistes americanes, l'extraiem directament del single original, la cançó I'm Always on a Mountain When I Fall. Sempre estic en una muntanya quan caic. És la música extraordinària, al meu entendre, de Mel Haggard, a qui recordem ara mateix també el Club del Country.
Most of my life I've almost been a winner. I've come so close, but never really won. Just when I thought I'd finally made, I find myself back where I started from. I hate to say I'm giving up, but I believe losing's just become a way of life with me. Losing wouldn't be so bad at all, but I'm always on a mountain. You came along and had me believing. For once in my life, my luck finally changed. And now you say seems everything I do winds up the same. I hate to say I'm giving up, but I believe losing's just become a way of life with me. Losing wouldn't be so bad at all, but I'm all
que el varen poder veure per televisió amb un especial dedicat a ell, en el qual grans artistes més contemporanis del country li dedicaven tot un gran espectacle. Mel Haggard va néixer el 1937 a Oldale, Califòrnia, i aquest cantant, compositor, músic, guitarrista s'ha convertit en un dels més legendaris de la història de la música americana. Va debutar el 1963 i avui l'hem recordat amb aquesta extraordinària peça I'm Always on a Mountain When I Fall. Anem a escoltar un altre d'aquests grans. Ens estem tornant nostàlgics. Serà que ens fem grans o que em faig gran. És Waylon Arlon Jennings, que va néixer el 1937 i va morir el 2002, però no l'escoltarem en solitari, sinó que l'escoltarem amb un disc que va enregistrar al costat de Bobby Bear, de Jerry Reed i de Mel Chillis, els All Dogs, un doble àlbum ple de cançons escrites per Sheryl Silverstein. Escoltem una d'aquestes cançons que es deia She'd Rather Be Homeless.
It was our 25th anniversary and I was watching the Super Bowl when suddenly she started cursing me. Hell, I almost dropped my remote control. Then she said, that's that, and grabbed her hat and headed out into the snow. And that was almost 2 long years ago. Now see her shuffling down the street, combat boots on her dainty feet, pushing her belongings in a cart from the A&P. See her bumming cigarettes on the sidewalk where she sits. Lord, she'd rather be homeless than here at home with me. She'd rather be sleeping in some doorway than lolling in the lap of luxury. And when the cold wind starts to blow, Lord, it hurts me so. She called me yuppie scum. Said she didn't give a damn about my BMW, all my AT&T. She said I could take these credit cards of mine and stick them where the sun don't shine. Cause she'd rather be homeless than here at home with me. I see her sitting on her full-length mirror, and as I walk by, she winks, saying, spare some change for a lady who's finally free. She don't want my bonds and stocks, living in her cardboard box. Oh, she'd rather be homeless than here at home with me. She'd rather eat soup down at the shelter than at the country club sipping fine Chablis. And as I throw her a dime, Lord, it breaks this heart of mine. Oh, she rather be homeless than here at home with me. Yes, she'd rather be homeless than here at home with me.
Tota una història, veritat, de la música country, gent com Mel Haggard, com Waylon Jennings, o els que l'acompanyaven, Bobby Bear i d'altres que formaven part d'aquestes cançons, els que hem escoltat abans, Johnny Cash, Michael Martin Murphy, Kenny Rogers, fantàstic. Però això mateix que estic dient jo i que penseu vosaltres, possiblement d'aquí 30 anys ho dirà altra gent dels contemporanis nostres, com Luke Bryan, dels més grans artistes del moment, que recentment ha tingut un número 1 amb la cançó I Don't Want This Night to End, realment meravellosa, del seu tercer àlbum Tailgates and Chant Lines. Aquest cantant, nascut a Leesburg, a Geòrgia, el 1976, ens la recordarà precisament ara mateix. No vull que acabi aquesta nit, Luke Bryan.
Música. don't know you, but your pretty little eyes so blue are pulling me in like the moon on your skin. I'm so glad you trusted me to slide up on this dusty seat and let your hair down and get out of town. Got the stars coming out over my hood, and all I know now is it's going good. You got your hands up, you're rocking in my truck. You got the radio on, you're singing every song. I'm set on cruise control, I'm slowly losing hope of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot, and I don't know what road we're on or where we've been from staring at you, girl. All I know is I don't want this night to end. Gonna cuss the morning when it comes, 'cause I know that the rising sun ain't no good for me, 'cause you'll have to leave. Gonna make the most of every mile, do anything to make your smile land on my lips, get drunk on your kiss. Clock on the dash says 3:35. There's plenty of gas and the night's still alive. You got your hands up, you're rocking in my truck. You got the radio on, you're singing every song. I'm set on cruise control, I'm slowly losing hope of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot, and I don't know what road we're on or where we've been from staring at you, girl. All I know is I don't want this night to end. Your hands up, you're rocking in my truck. You got the radio on, you're singing every song. I'm set on cruise control, I'm slowly losing hope of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot, and I don't know what road we're on or where we've been from staring.
No vull que acabi aquesta nit. Així ens ho portava Luke Bryan, que té un nou i bon senzill, Drunk on You, des del seu darrer àlbum, que porta el nom de Tailgates and Town Lines. Després d'haver escoltat a Luke Bryan, Dark as a Dungeon és una cançó que ens recorda les excepcionals cançons que han passat al llarg de la història del country. Glenn Yarbrough ens portava aquest record.
All ye young fellas, so bold and so fine, and seek not your fortune way down in the mine. It'll form like a habit and seep in your soul, till the stream of your blood is as black as the coal. It's dark as the dungeon and damp as the dew, where the dangers are double and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls, the sun never shines. It's dark as the dungeon way down in the mine. Oh, it's many a man that I've seen in my day, who lived just to labor his whole life away, like a fiend with his dope or a drunk with his wine. A man must have lust for the lure of the mine. Dark as the dungeon, damp as the dew, where the dangers are double and the pleasures are few. the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. I do hope when I'm gone and the ages do roll, my body will blacken and turn into coal. Then I'll look from the door of my heavenly home and pity that miner digging my bones. It's dark as the dungeon and damp as the dew, where the dangers are double.
Amb aquesta peça original de Mel Travis, el Dark as a Dungeon, ens acomidem en la interpretació d'aquest altre bon intèrpret de música més aviat folk, de Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Len Robertson, Year Broad, que ens aportava aquesta cançó que escoltàvem per acabar el nostre programa, Dark as a Dungeon. Salutacions de Rafael Corbí, espero que us hagi agradat recordar amb nosaltres tota aquesta mica d'història de la música country. Salutacions i fins la propera. Aquí estem, a www.clubdelcountry.com. A reveure.
The sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine.